She had accepted only one glass of champagne at the beginning of dinner, and had refused anything more. By the end of the meal, Jean-François had finished off the bottle, as well as an additional bottle of claret. He stumbled on the way out of the restaurant, and had some difficulty in entering the car, but this in no way dampened his enthusiasm for the evening.
"Let us go to Le Grand Duc in Pigalle. It has the best American jazz music in Paris. After that, we shall go dancing at the Balboulier."
Although she would much rather have gone home, the prospect of hearing jazz music played live did appeal to her. She'd only ever heard it on gramophone records, and if she were lucky, the music would be so loud that she wouldn't have to make conversation with the man, her store of conversational topics having petered out well before the second course at dinner. Of course, if he'd even once asked about her interests or work or friends, they'd have had plenty to talk about. At the Grand Duc, they were ushered to a table near the front, and provided with yet another bottle of champagne on ice. Helena ignored her glass, knowing it would only make her growing headache worse, and though she asked the waiter for a glass of water, it never appeared. None of that mattered once the music began. The musicians played without sheet music before them, often at dizzying speeds, and although she didn't know much about jazz, it seemed that they were improvising some of the songs. It was the perfect music for dancing, though she'd no idea how one would dance to it. Perhaps Etienne might be able to show her.